Welcome, welcome, welcome to Bald is Life here on radio.dominican.edu. This is Bald is Life with your host, DJ Smooth, and my co-host here, DJ Roughhouse. We got an interesting show here today. Hey, say hi to the audience, DJ Roughhouse.
What's going on, everybody?
How you feeling about that NCAA bracket going on?
I'm feeling pretty good right now. I mean, when in doubt, go with the upsets.
Exactly. So, yeah, today we are going to be just talking NCAA basketball, March Madness. It's, you know, that crazy time of year where, you know, the NBA playoffs are on the head and then the March Madness. So we're going to just talk about straight March Madness. The first segment, we'll talk about the first round, round of 64, and then the round of 32, which is the second round. Next segment, we'll get into the Sweet 16, Elite Eight, and then the final segment, we will go with who's in our Final Four and who's going to win it all.
Oof, already excited.
Yeah.
I made like four brackets, but I mean, I'm just going to go with the one. It's my bold prediction bracket, so it's gonna have some dicey things in there.
Yeah, I feel it. So let's get right into it. First round, Roughhouse, I want to know, who are your locks? Like, who do you, like, you didn't have to do any research. Who are your locks in the first round?
Well, I mean, obviously Kentucky is going to be up there. You can't, it's just not even fair. I want to say Notre Dame is also a for sure lock.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas is a for sure lock. Wisconsin, guaranteed. Kind of bold, but I want to say Oregon.
Oregon a lock?
I haven't made one bracket where Oklahoma State makes that upset.
True, me neither.
I really don't see them doing it. You go.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, like, obviously I'm like you. I have Oregon automatically just winning that game.
Yeah.
But I don't call them as a lock. It's an 8-9 game. Those games are like toss-ups.
Yeah, that's very true. They really are toss-ups, but I mean, that's March Madness right there.
Yeah, true.
And then I got another one lock is Arizona over Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And then Villanova, I think, is a pretty much a lock. Louisville over UC Irvine.
I don't see UC Irvine having a chance.
Then Virginia, Duke, and then Gonzaga.
Lock. Who's lock. Another lock? I feel like Maryland's a lock against Valpo. I don't see Valpo having the firepower to hang with Maryland.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of want to, if we're going to talk about going down that route, I want to say Iowa State as well against UAB.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that the Blazers are going to be able to keep up with Iowa's that high-scoring, fast-paced offense. I mean, looking at it right now, they're averaging 78 a game, and UAB's only averaging 68 a game.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's just too big of a difference. I think that Iowa State's just going to have too much of an offensive threat to be able to let UAB hang in.
Also, talking about locks, I got UNC against Harvard. Over the weekend, they barely got in the tournament. They had a playoff game with Yale because Yale just messed up, just screwed up, and lost the lead at the end of the season.
They fell apart that second half.
Yeah.
Another one for a lock. Oh, man. I mean, that first round, literally anything is possible. Uh-huh. I didn't make a bracket where I had Purdue beating Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I see there.
Wichita State over Indiana. Even though those are both like 7-10, 8-9, mm-hmm. those close-seeded games, yeah. I just don't see Indiana or Purdue being able to make it far enough even to get to the round of 32.
True. I was actually intrigued. I was kind of tempted to take Indiana over Wichita State, but I decided to go Wichita State.
Yeah, I think that was a smart move on your part.
But, all right.
You want to jump into the upsets for 64?
Yeah, upsets. So, upsets.
Buffalo. Over West Virginia.
Yeah, I got Buffalo over West Virginia, too.
I mean, a lot of people went with the Maryland upset, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to go with them. I don't think that.
I have them going to the Sweet 16, Buffalo. I have them beating West Virginia and then beating Maryland in the second round.
I have Maryland winning that game.
That's
literally going to be a really good game because Buffalo is also a very high-scoring team, and Maryland's offensively threaded. So.
Buffalo, you know, they average 75 points a game here. And they have a big man, the power forward, Justin Moss. They're saying he's one of the best power forwards in the country. He averages 17.7 points per game and 9 rebounds a game.
That was basically a double-double a game. That's something. He's special.
Do you have any, like, what are your other, like...
Oh, a close one that's a toss-up that they were talking about on ESPN, too, is that Butler-Texas game. It could go either way, they're saying.
True.
But I want to say Butler is
gonna. But I think Butler has the experience.
Yeah.
They've been to multiple Final Fours and national championships. Remember, they lost to Duke a couple years ago in the national championship game.
Huge, huge bold prediction right here. Georgia State beats Baylor first round.
I got Baylor going to the Final Four. They're one of the best offensive rebounding teams.
Your bracket's
going to
be
teams.
Busted.
Roughhouse. I don't know what you were talking about. Baylor is nice. I see Baylor coming out of the West region, going into the Final Four, and losing to Kentucky.
Kentucky. I don't know. I don't even. I got Kentucky losing in the. We'll get there. We'll get there.
Yeah, but
Kentucky's not winning in my bracket. Though.
I see Baylor making a deep, deep run, and there's no way a team like Georgia State is gonna upset a team like Baylor. Baylor is one of the best, if not the best, rebounding teams in the whole country. They're big.
I mean, what if they're physical. Just don't miss their shots though? So they're not gonna be any rebounds.
I'm talking.
Okay. All right. Another one. Albany, Oklahoma.
I got Albany, Oklahoma. I got Boise State and Dayton, or whoever wins that tonight. Tonight's game.
Yeah, that's gonna be a game
over Providence.
I got them going. So that's gonna be an interesting matchup in the round of 32. The Dayton or BSU against Albany.
Yeah, I got the BSU or Dayton beating Albany.
Yeah, I have that.
And then SF Austin. I got St. John's beating San Diego State, that 8-9 man.
Ooh, I got San Diego State in that one.
I don't know. I like St. John's.
Either way, they're going to lose to Duke.
Yeah.
No
way. I got Wofford over Arkansas in the
West
region.
Yeah, I got that as well. You want to jump into round 32?
Yeah, okay. So, what are your, like, sleeper teams in the round of 32? Sleeper teams.
Maryland. Maryland is my sleeper team. Also, Maryland. Cincinnati. I got Cincinnati beating Kentucky in the round of 32.
Stop.
Cincinnati is going to beat Kentucky.
Kentucky
you heard it here
is
first.
The best team in the country. They have not lost a game.
The pressure's going to get to them. Cincinnati is going to make them pay for it.
If this was like more in like the Elite Eight against a better team, I would understand your point. But
so they're either going to lose to Cincinnati or Maryland.
No.
They're not making it to the Elite Eight.
No. I don't even have Maryland getting out of the round of 32. I have Buffalo beating Maryland in the round of 32.
That is the boldest statement I've ever heard. No, it's not. I've heard some pretty bold statements.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so coming down for some more upsets that you got. I got Davidson over Gonzaga.
No.
I can see that.
No.
And then I got Davidson over Iowa State.
Talking about Iowa State, they're going to play a team, SMU, who's going to beat UCLA in the first round.
Okay.
And then beat Iowa State and then beat, Gonzaga.
I got Iowa State beating SMU.
SMU is going to make a deep run. That's my sleeper team right there. SMU.
I mean, I think SMU against Iowa State, SMU has not, they're not familiar with playing those top 25 teams. They're 0-2 against them. And Iowa State 7-5, so they have that high level of competitive basketball playing type.
No, I totally get what you're saying with the whole they're from a weak conference. But this is why we play March Madness, because Florida Gulf Coast a couple years ago.
Yeah,
but
you're
SMU,
right.
Here we go. They average almost nearly 70 points a game, and they only allow 59.8 points per game.
Okay, but look at that Iowa State-SMU matchup.
Okay, I'm looking at
Iowa
it right
State
now.
78 points a game. That's almost 10 more. And then they give up 70 points. So they give up what SMU averages.
Mm-hmm. But
then they score an additional 8 on that.
Okay, SMU's got an a coach who's well known, Larry Brown. He coached in the NBA, so you know he's and he
gave
succeeded
great praise
in the NBA.
To Kentucky.
Yeah, yeah, he succeeded in the NBA. Also, they're very like dominant around the rim. They're gonna grab boards. They're gonna bully Iowa State around. I see Iowa State as a team that's finesse. And they have no toughness to them, no grit or anything.
And that's what SMU has, that grit and toughness?
Yeah, and I feel like they're going to just bully them down on the block, inside the paint. And I see SMU pulling off the upset and moving on to the Sweet 16.
Oh, my. You heard it here. SMU going to the Sweet 16.
Ball is life.
Ball is life. RadioDrive.Dominican.edu.
Yeah.
All right, what else? I got Wichita State over Kansas. That's pretty bold.
That is bold. I can, I won't be surprised if it happened, but I think Kansas is just too strong.
Yeah, I mean, looking at what I looked at here was the notable results against them, and I saw that Kentucky just tore them apart by 30 against Kansas, and they barely get by Utah, who I have getting upset.
True.
And then they beat Baylor three times, who you think is really good, but I don't think Baylor's that strong. And then they lose twice to Iowa State. And then on the other side, we have Wichita State, who's not playing that many good of teams. I mean, they did lose to Utah, who Kansas beat.
Yeah.
But I just feel that Wichita State's just going to come out with that fire and that heart. And I think Kansas is just going to slack around. Too bad Syracuse isn't in this. I mean, I always make one bracket where Syracuse wins it all, but unfortunately, I can't have him going this year.
Yeah. Poor Jim Mahan.
He's retiring 3 years. He gave his, like, three-year notice.
No, he's all, 3 years from now, I'm leaving.
What, they took off, like, 300 wins that he's made already?
Well, yeah.
He's like, I'm over it.
Yeah, he's just like, I'm done. Forget the NCAA with all their rules and everything. But I don't even see Syracuse, even if they made the tournament, I don't see him. I know. I don't want to offend you.
Yeah, no worries.
I don't want to offend you because I know Syracuse is very important to you.
You have a favorite college?
I do.
To pick one?
USC.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But
fight on.
Yeah, fight on. You know, they won a game in the Pac-12 tournament.
Yeah, that's all that matters, right? No. Win's a win.
They're really bad. They won't be in the tournament for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Maybe until like 3 years after Jim Boeheim retires.
Ooh.
6 years from now.
You heard it here first. Full prediction.
Right. But do you have So, round of 32, again, one more upset out there that I think teams need to be worried about. One of my sleepers here, UNI, University of Northern Iowa. Iowa.
Yeah.
I have them beating Wyoming in the first round and then upsetting Louisville in Seattle.
I have Louisville winning that game.
I just feel like Northern Iowa is a more...
No, they're a powerhouse for sure. I had a tough time picking between these two teams. But I just think that Louisville with Montrezl Harrell, I just think that he's just going to come out and just be dominant this entire tournament. I have one bracket where Louisville wins it all. And I just think that they're Rick Pitino, he's just going to have his guys just on a rope, just wanting them to win this game and win... Just keep on winning until they get the tournament. So I have Louisville winning that. Yeah. But I for sure see Northern Iowa. I mean, they're a strong team.
Yeah. I just feel like if Louisville wants to win this game, they got to play lockup defense because Northern Iowa is one of the best shooting teams in the country. They shoot 54% from the field and nearly 40% from the three-point line.
Oh, man.
So I just feel like – and they've only lost once since New Year's Day. Talking about being
this
hot.
This year, yeah.
Yeah. They're 30-3, and then – they're also strong defensively, very strong defensively. They only allow 54 points a game, the opponents.
Wow.
So Northern Iowa's a sleeper.
We'll find out if they can get past Villanova when we come back, right?
Yeah, we will. So we're going to get into the rounds of six, the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight once we get back. This is DJ Smooth with my co-host, DJ Roughhouse, and you're listening to Ball is Life only on radio.dominican.edu.
Just like you rock in the ocean, the spirit of rock will.
Welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. This is Ball is Life with your host here, your favorite host on Penguin Radio, DJ Smooth and DJ Roughhouse. So we, in the first segment, we were talking about the first round, round of 64 and the round of 32 of this year's March Madness, and told you about our locks and our sleeper picks and a couple upsets, and we got a couple of crazy ones that hopefully you enjoyed here. But now, Roughhouse, let's get into the Sweet 16.
Oh, man.
What games intrigue you? Like, what do you have going on? Like, now our brackets are going to just be totally
Yeah,
the
they're going to start getting really different. I think the biggest, I mean, the biggest game in my Sweet 16 is Davidson-Iowa State.
Mm-hmm.
And I have Davidson beating Iowa State, the 10 seed against the 3 seed.
Oh, okay. So
I got them going. I got Davidson going to the Elite Eight.
Davidson going to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, and then the other big game.
Wait, Davidson in the Sweet 16, you got him against?
Iowa State.
Okay.
I got Davidson upsetting Gonzaga in the first round.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I got Gonzaga beating Davidson, but okay.
So then I got, so that's one of my big ones. And then my other one is probably UNC Wisconsin, and I got UNC beating Wisconsin. Mm,
that is bold.
That is very bold.
I give you power. That's a bold one.
But, I mean, I just think that UNC is just going to come in and just outscore Wisconsin because Wisconsin's known for their lockdown defense. I mean, they only allow 56 points a game.
True.
But UNC averages 78 points a game, and I just think that they're just going to shoot the lights out.
Okay, I feel it.
What about you?
Here, okay, so Sweet 16, or I'm starting the Midwest. I got a Kentucky Buffalo because I got Buffalo upsetting both West Virginia and Maryland in the first two rounds. But I got Kentucky winning that for sure lock. Also, in the stay in the Midwest, I got an upset here. I got Notre Dame and Kansas, and I got Notre Dame upsetting Kansas.
Yeah, I got Notre Dame winning too, but I have Wichita State upsetting Kansas.
You mean Kentucky?
Or no. Notre Dame. No. Wichita State against Kansas.
Wichita State against Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see.
I got Cincinnati losing to Maryland. So my Elite Eight is Maryland-Notre Dame in the Midwest.
Mine's Kentucky-Notre Dame. At least we agree on one. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't see why.
I think Notre Dame's strong.
I don't see you... Cincinnati over Kentucky. That's
I think
be
that
the
Kentucky's
one.
Just going to be too tired. The pressure's going to get to them.
I feel like if you get that right, you're going to ESPN's going to call you and they're going to be like, "We want you as our bracketologist. We want you."
I mean,
you.
I would accept that any day. All right, in the West, who you got?
West, I got Wisconsin, UNC, like you said, but I got Wisconsin defeating UNC.
Yeah.
And then I got Baylor and VCU. I guess, I had VCU upsetting Arizona.
Yeah, that's bold.
Yeah, so I got Baylor defeating BCU, so I got Wisconsin versus Baylor in the Elite Eight.
Oh, man. In the West, I got UNC beating Wisconsin, and then I got Arizona beating Xavier.
What?
Yeah.
I don't even have Xavier coming out of the first round.
I got Xavier. I think Xavier's going to for sure beat Georgia State, and then they're going to lose to Arizona.
Okay. All right, I see.
But,
I
mean, Xavier they just need to beat Ole Miss.
Oh, but Ole Miss, did you see Ole Miss's comeback last night?
Yeah, I did.
Against BYU. They were down by 17. They got some heart. They know how to play.
They do have heart, but I don't think Xavier's going to beat it. But I think that if Georgia State does not upset Baylor, then Baylor's going to beat Xavier.
Okay. Let's go to the East now. So,
all right.
Who do you have in the East in the top half of the bracket?
I got Villanova, Louisville, and I got Villanova taking that W. I was really on the fence about that.
Yeah, I got Villanova moving on also, but I got Northern Iowa in there again.
Oh man, you have them going all the way to the
Sweet
16?
Sweet 16 over Louisville. They're one of the, like I said,
jeez,
best shooting team in the country. They don't score
a lot of points, but they
take very efficient shots, and they convert on those efficient shots.
Yeah, that's a good point. And then that second part, who do you got?
I had Albany over Oklahoma in the first round, and I had either Boise State or Dayton over Providence. So I have Boise State or Dayton against Virginia, and yeah. I have Virginia beating.
Hey, we're on the same page
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I'm beating one of those.
Yeah, no, I don't. Virginia's for sure winning that game.
So yeah, so in the Elite Eight, I have Villanova and Virginia. So let's move down to the South. Sweet 16. Who do you got in the top half of the bracket?
I got Duke SF Austin.
So do I. I got SF Austin is gonna make some noise.
SF Austin's gonna make a lot of noise. I mean, this South, my South bracket is just filled with just bold predictions.
Same here.
So
same
I got, here. But I for sure got Duke winning over SF Austin. Duke's just too much strong. Of a powerhouse. And then in the bottom half, I got Iowa State and Davidson. Wow. And I got Davidson winning against Iowa State. So, I mean, that's just a bold. Just looking at it now, I'm like, oh, man, that was bold of me. Yeah,
that can make or break your bracket.
Yeah.
And I'm same here with you, but I'm disagreeing yeah. a little bit. I got Gonzaga defeating Davidson.
Okay.
And then I got SMU defeating Iowa State. I'm in love with this SMU team.
You really are.
In love with them.
Oh, my gosh.
I know you've been giving me. You've been giving it to me all day long, but I love SMU.
All week long.
Yeah. Since the bracket came out, I don't know. There's just something about this SMU team that I'm just in love with. I don't know if it's Larry Brown, the coach.
I mean, that's just March Madness.
Yeah.
Anything's possible. You want to jump into Elite Eight?
Yeah, let's get into the Elite Eight. So let's go back to the Midwest. Who do you have in the Elite Eight?
All right, so Elite Eight, Midwest, Maryland, Notre Dame. Notre Dame takes that one.
Wow.
I'm going to say Notre Dame takes that one by 15.
Wow.
I think Notre Dame is going to come out hot against Maryland.
Okay, I see. I have Notre Dame in the Elite Eight in the Midwest, but I do not have them going against
Kentucky.
Yeah, I have them going against Kentucky because I think Kentucky is just...
That's going to be a really good game if that happens, yes. Notre Dame-Kentucky.
And I feel like it's going to be close, but I'm going to pick Kentucky to move on and win the Midwest and go to the Final Four.
Yeah.
I have Kentucky defeating Notre Dame by at least, I'm going to say 7 points.
That's still a good game.
Yeah, it's a good game, but...
Notre Dame's for sure going to hang around, I think, because Notre Dame's a strong physical team.
Mm-hmm. I saw him play against Duke in the ACC... tournament.
Oh, yeah.
And they defeated Duke. They're a good
team. They look really strong.
Yeah.
Who you got in the West?
West. So I have Wisconsin and Baylor. And I have Baylor pulling off the upset.
Oh, my gosh. You have Baylor to the Final Four.
I have Baylor to the Final Four. Again, one of the best rebounding teams in the country.
Man, our West is way different. I got UNC Arizona in my... West bracket, and I got UNC taking that W over Arizona, and UNC going to the Final Four.
I have Arizona long gone.
Arizona was gone for you back in like the round of 32.
Yeah, I had VCU defeating them.
But all right, East. I got Villanova, Virginia.
Same here. Who do you have?
I got Villanova. I really like this Villanova team.
I don't know.
You think Virginia's gonna just come out and shoot the lights out?
Yeah.
Villanova scores so many points.
I don't know about that.
They average 11 points more.
I don't know.
Undefeated their last 12 games.
I don't know about that, bro.
5-1 against top 25. Virginia's 5-3 to put into perspective.
No, I don't know. It's just I feel like Villanova was that one seed this year that didn't deserve it. I feel like Virginia is a way better team. I just feel, yeah.
I mean, they beat Butler twice. They beat VCU by 24 points.
Virginia beat Maryland Meanwhile, by 11.
Virginia lost to Duke by 6,
Well,
though.
Duke is one of the best teams in the country.
And then they split with UNC.
And they beat VCU by 17.
So, I mean, Villanova got Virginia by 5 points on that game. Oh, wow. That's just not the right math. 7.
Yeah. But here, Virginia has the best scoring defense in Division I in the country. They only allow 50.8 points per game.
Yeah, that's a good point. Their defense, they're locked down. But I mean, but Villanova has perimeter shooting. They're
True.
Shooting 40% from the 3-point.
But you know, then, you know the saying: if you live by the three, you're gonna die by the three.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think Virginia again. I'm a very I like teams that play defense. If you play good defense, I'm going to take you every day of the week.
Another point that defeats my reason of taking Villanova is since 2003, the number one seeds are just 9-12 against the number two seeds.
Jesus.
So that means that Virginia has a better chance of winning, but I still think Villanova's going to pull off that win. I just see it happening. And then who you got in the South?
All right, so South, I have Duke and SMU. But I got off the SMU bandwagon around this point. Duke is just too strong for me. They're going to defeat SMU, but SMU is going to put up a fight. They're going to lose by six in my prediction.
All right, I got Duke Davidson.
See, now, I don't know why you're looking at me like that when you got Davidson, who is not as good as SMU.
They also don't have to take the same path, though.
True. Davidson's got to play Iowa, who's not that good, and then play Gonzaga, who's always overrated.
Yeah, and then they're going to play Duke and lose. So I got my final four, which we're going to find out in a little bit.
In a little bit.
But I really think that I think Davidson is – I think they could go to the Elite Eight. I think it is possible. Like you were saying, they have Gonzaga and they have Iowa State to get by.
Mm-hmm.
And both these teams are not who they should be.
Yeah, true. I don't think Iowa State's a good team. That's why I have them losing to SMU in the round of 32. And then also Gonzaga's always overrated to me. But
yeah,
I would have picked Davidson. But I don't know. I just feel like Gonzaga would. Davidson's not a strong enough team that can upset a Gonzaga.
You're really making me want to hop on this SMU bandwagon.
SMU is nice. Roughhouse, I'm telling you, SMU is nice.
You know, in one of my brackets, I got UCLA beating SMU.
Okay, you're just out of your mind. UCLA not a good team.
I don't know, man.
UCLA.
Neither is SMU. They're in the American Conference. Where is that?
It's
the American Conference.
They play teams like, Houston, the University of Houston. I was watching some on ESPN. It was a very competitive tournament.
Let's see. SMU lost to Cincinnati twice. Barely lost to Arkansas, so I'll give them that. And then they lost to Gonzaga by 16. But they beat Temple three times.
Temple is very underrated.
Temple is not.
Yes, I know Temple's not in the tournament, okay?
Temple should be in the tournament.
But again, here we go.
According to you.
Here we go.
Okay,
again,
so
they're dominant around the rim. And then they got Marcus Kennedy controlling the paint. And Nick Moore is one of the most underrated point guards in the country.
Okay.
I'm letting you know.
Notre Dame, you think that there's a possibility that they could get by Kentucky?
There is a definitely possibility they can get by Kentucky.
What do you think the chances are?
80-20.
80-20.
I just feel like Kentucky is...
Notre Dame scores a lot of points.
They do. They do, and they're, again, physical. They can play with... they're one of the top teams in the country, and they can play with anyone in the country.
They shoot 51 from the floor.
Yeah. I just feel Kentucky is just too deep and has too much talent, and that was just not... And it was just come back and get Notre Dame. Notre Dame's going to just be tired, and... Kentucky throws out two starting five groups. You know, they got the blue and white group.
Yeah.
You know, Drake's going to probably be there. But, again, back to the topic, I just feel like Kentucky is just stronger than Notre Dame.
Yeah, that's a good point. I was looking at their defense, Kentucky's, and they actually hold their defense. They hold the other team shooting to 35%. So, I mean, I think that game against Notre Dame, it's going to be, can Notre Dame hit contested jumpers?
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. Because John Calipari has the Kentucky playing, you know.
Yeah, they did this featured show, and they had Calipari wired, and they were saying, it was from his voice, and he said, if you can't guard him, get off the floor. That's what he said.
Dedication.
And he's going over to his bench, and he's like, you guys better... match up and guard. He's like, if you can't he's serious about his defense.
Oh, no, he is. John Calipari is a very defensive-minded coach, even though he has guys, you know, he's had guys at Kentucky that's had offensive highlight mixtapes, you know, like John Wall, DeMarcus Cousins, Anthony Davis.
D-Rose.
Yeah, all of them.
It's crazy.
Yeah, but I just feel like Kentucky they're dedicated on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, they were and that's where they're such a strength. Because they're able to hold off that defensive threat, and they're able to hold the opponents to not be able to score. And on the other end, they're just dominant. They have Pauly Stein in there. Mm-hmm. They have the Harrison brothers.
Yeah. They're just very deep. They're deep. They have their bench, that the other five that comes off the bench, can be starting five in any other team in the country.
They are saying that they could beat the Knicks right now.
But they probably could.
The Knicks just beat San Antonio,
Yeah,
anything's possible.
Yeah, anything, like Kevin Garnett would say, anything is possible. But okay, I just want to say, like, pick a team that is in your Elite Eight that you chose to win, but feel like they could lose, like they could get upset or they could lose.
In my Elite Eight, that I think should go to the Final Four.
Okay, no, so you like, you got your the picks, so. Yeah. Like, I have Kentucky beating Notre Dame, but I can see Notre Dame beating Kentucky. What's that?
Oh, team? Okay.
What's that team for?
Oh,
you?
Virginia over Villanova.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. That's my 50-50. I mean, the other one would probably be Arizona or Maryland, but I couldn't pick. I would have to say that Virginia is the one that would get away from me and say that Virginia could be the team that would defeat Villanova and then take on Duke in that Final Four matchup, which would be a great game, but I just think that Villanova is just going to come out. Who do you got, though? Notre Dame.
Yeah, that would be my first one, but...
No. Chances are too low.
Yeah, but I got... If anything, I'm going to have to go to the South. SMU over Duke.
Mm. Oh, man, there it is.
Yeah,
there's
SMU.
Again.
There they are. Yeah, no. I don't know. There's just something about this SMU team that I just... can see them making a deep run. They're going to be that low seed that had that Cinderella run.
You had to put one word on SMU. What would that word be? On how you feel about them?
How I feel. One word. Talented. They're a very talented group.
That's a good word. I mean, I would say they're. I mean, if they can come out and make shots, like you're saying, and being able to contest. I mean, anything's possible in the words of Kevin Garnett.
Yeah. Like, last year, they were on the bubble, and they barely missed out on being in the tournament. And a lot of people thought that they should have been in the tournament. And now that they're going to get their chance, I feel like they're going to prove, like, we're here to stay. We're not just some crappy team from a crappy conference that nobody knows about.
Yeah. They're going to be able to play at – this is literally – this is the highest level of college basketball you can play at.
So I feel like SMU is going to make a statement and say, like, we're not here just because people, like, feel like we deserve to be here. We're going to show, like, you know, we deserve to be here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll get into the Final Four when we get back from this break. Again, I am DJ Smooth and my co-host DJ Roughhouse. You are listening to Ball is Life on the one and only Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. So we'll be right back. Oh, you, it was you. I forgot to say it was you. Knowing me, I know it's true. Heard you living down on Jacob Street. Such a lonely street. It's not the storybook life you wanted. She don't really want for things that she's never had. She has a lucky star somewhere. Oh, you, it was. Perfect world, where were you and I?
can feel the tears she's had in. We would talk all night. She had more in mind. Oh, I'm trying, I wanna know. Do I still have time on you? Knowing me, I know it's true. Oh, you,
it was you.
I forgot to say it was you. Knowing me, I know it's true.
Welcome back to Ball is Life here on radio.dominican.edu. Again, your hosts here today, DJ Smooth and DJ Roughhouse. So we talked about the Elite Eight and the Sweet 16, just got real depth in that. Again, talked about upsets, who we think would be move on and stuff like that. So now we're going to talk about Final Fours. And Roughhouse, just name off your four teams that you believe that are going to be in the Final Four this year.
All right, I got Notre Dame, UNC, Villanova, and Duke. That's my four.
That is.
I got the three and the four, and then two ones.
That's bold.
That is bold.
That's why you name your bracket Bold Predictions.
Yeah, this bracket is entitled Bold Predictions. I think it's fitting. But who you got for your four?
My four, I got Kentucky coming out of the Midwest, Baylor coming out of the West, Virginia coming out of the East, and then Duke coming out of the South. So I got a 2, a 3, and then 2 ones.
Okay. You want to break down your Midwest?
Yeah. So it's going to be Kentucky, Baylor, and I got Kentucky defeating Baylor, even though that was one of my toss-ups.
Kentucky, Baylor.
Yeah. If I think there's any team that can defeat Kentucky in this whole NCAA tournament, it would be Baylor, and just because how physical they are, and they'll wear down Kentucky. I know that Kentucky's got 10 guys that can play.
Yeah.
But I feel like Baylor's physicality and their just toughness and.
I just don't believe in Baylor.
I know no one.
I'm
does
pretty sure I have them
me.
Losing in the first round.
No one does except me, and I get a little offended by this. Just a little bit. It's just, I don't know. People don't believe in what I have to
say. I got Georgia State upsetting Baylor in the first round. I got a 14 seed upsetting Baylor.
You are.
That's how much faith I have in Baylor.
Insane, because they're not going that far. There is no way that a 14 seed is going to be Baylor. But I may have a little bias because I got Baylor.
That's March
loses,
Madness.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
March Madness.
True.
Baylor loses, your bracket's toast.
Done. I just throw it away. I can use it as toilet paper. That's going to be. That's how much worth it's going to be.
All right. So what aspects does Baylor have? Or what aspects does Kentucky have that Baylor won't be able to match up with?
I might be contradicting myself here, but depth again, and just overall talent. I feel like Kentucky's a way more talented team than Baylor is.
Yeah, they're just athletic.
Yeah, and I feel like Baylor's going to be in a lot of tough games, a lot of games that they're going to be battling. I feel like the game before the Final Four against Wisconsin. I just feel like it's just going to be a tough, like, long game where they're going to just be just tired out and just no more energy. And I feel like the break won't help Baylor, where Kentucky has an easier road, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you have that one-seed opportunity, you're always going to have the easier road. But I just feel like that wear and tear on Kentucky is just going to keep coming at them, and then the pressure is going to keep building. They're going to be like, three more wins, two more wins, and just count it down when really they should just be focusing on the next game and just keep that work ethic going. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to be the downfall of Kentucky. But, I mean, 50% of the nation says Kentucky's going to win it all. So, I mean, I'm talking a brick wall.
No, it's like people do see – I think a lot of people see the record, like 34-0, and they hear the name Kentucky, and they're obviously going to like, oh, they're going to win. But that's not the reason why I chose Kentucky to move on, to make it to the Final Four and advance to the championship game against defeat Baylor. I picked them because, one, they're very talented. You can't argue that. Very talented. And also, another, like, interesting fact here, since 2007, number one seeds have won 7 of the past 8 meetings versus number 3 seeds.
Okay.
So I just feel like, I know that doesn't mean anything, but obviously, if it's happened 7 out of 8 times, it means something.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I want to say that for my matchup, the Notre Dame UNC, I want to say that UNC is really a good team, but the fact that they're going up against Notre Dame in that really tough physical defense that I was talking about. I mean, Notre Dame, they do allow 65 points, but I just feel like they're going to be able to lock down UNC more and have them score less than their average. Mm-hmm. And then their offensive capabilities are just going to be too high. And just to keep in mind, in the regular season, Notre Dame actually beat UNC 2 times. So I think that's going to play a big role. And UNC is just going to get down on themselves instead of trying to be like, hey, they beat us twice. Let's make it this one count and prove that they're wrong. I feel like they're going to be like, oh, man, like, they already beat us twice.
Oh, yeah.
Might as well just lay down.
Yeah, no, I feel exactly what you're saying here about the whole, like, there. You can take it 2 ways. Either like, oh, let's get motivated. They beat us twice, and let's defeat them, and let's, you know, prove that they're not better. But it's going to be in the back of their mind, like, damn, they beat us twice, like, how are we going to overcome this and how are we going to beat them? And I totally can see that too. It just also, I feel like Notre Dame again is a, I don't want to say talented, more talented team than UNC, because they're both very talented, but UNC always finds its way to like choke at the end.
Yeah.
Like against, against Notre Dame.
Yeah. All right. So now we got the East and the South. I got Villanova and Duke. I'm going to break down mine.
All right, go ahead.
So for this game, I got Duke winning it. And the big key aspects that stuck out to me in the Duke-Villanova game was Duke's offensive threats. And I just think that they're going to be able to – I mean, they got Okafor, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But they're shooting 50% from the field. And it's the nation's best with 80 points per game. True. And 50% from the field. So that is literally the best in the nation. So Villanova's going up against one of the best offenses. And I just think that's just going to be too much for Villanova. And they're going to hang around for a bit. They do score a lot themselves. But I just don't think it's going to be enough to have them defeat the entire Duke offense.
Yeah. So same here. I got Duke moving on, but I don't have them facing Villanova. I have Virginia and Duke. And I do, again, I do choose Duke to beat Virginia. I just feel like Virginia here is, they're just not ready. They're a team that's there, but they're not ready to turn the corner and not ready to take that next step to be one of those elite teams in the country. Duke, you know, very established, long history. They got Coach K, who knows what to do and knows, like, how to get and advance to the national championship game. And I feel like Virginia is just going to get out-coached, outsmarted, and outplayed by a very talented Duke team. And again, like you're saying, Duke averages 80 points a game. They hold their opponents 65 points per game.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm scared about here is that Virginia allows their opponents to score only 50 points a game. So I feel like...
So Duke has an off night.
Yeah, I don't want, you know, Duke may have an off night and just have droughts, just multiple droughts where Virginia can stick into the game. I feel like being a close game, I'm not saying Duke's going to blow out Virginia by 20 points, but I just feel like Coach K is going to get his team and rallied up, and they're going to make, like, they're going to study and they're going to watch film, and he's going to just out coach Virginia, Virginia's coach.
So into the championship game. I got Duke and Notre Dame. You got Duke and Kentucky.
I do.
I mean, Duke's everywhere now. I mean, last year they lose first round, one of the biggest upsets that I called. And but I mean, I think that now they're just back. They're hungry, mm-hmm. and they want to make it. So I mean, I feel like a lot of people have Duke going all the way to the championship game, or at least the Final Four. I know I have Duke going to the Final Four in all four of my brackets, and I just think that they're just too strong to lose, and I actually have Duke winning the national championship over Notre Dame 78-70, and they're Notre Dame and Duke, they both score so many points, but since 2007, the number one seeds have won 7 of the past 8 meetings against 3 seeds, and those only exceptions coming in Pittsburgh and Villanova in 09, so... It hasn't been recently since that happened. So I think Duke's just going to come out and just dominate. They score 80 points a game compared to Notre Dame 78. And they both teams actually collectively hold the same opponent's points per game with 65.6. But I think that Duke's just going to be too strong for Notre Dame. And Okafor is going to be the MVP and win the championship for this Duke team.
That is interesting. And I was actually... Can Jahlil Okafor do what Christian Laettner do and bring a national championship to Duke? But so again, I have Kentucky and Duke, and I'm kind of going on like this 2 number one seeds have not faced off in the finals since 08, and that's been the longest drought in the March Madness history.
So you think it's due?
Yeah, so I think they're due. It's time. So, and just imagine. Kentucky versus Duke, just 2 established programs playing for the national championship. It's just like, it feels like it's meant to be, and I just feel like it's probably going to be the most anticipated game if this does happen, like one of the most anticipated NCAA championships in college basketball history. And I have UK, the Kentucky Wildcats, just defeating Duke and going for that and getting that perfect season and ending it with a championship. And I just feel like Kentucky is way more talented than any of the other teams.
Yeah, I mean, they are. But going back on to the feels like it's meant to be, I almost put UNC defeating Notre Dame. And could you imagine that championship, Notre Dame-UNC?
Yeah.
I mean, that would have been... That's a national championship game right there.
Oh, yeah, no.
That would have been something special.
Yeah.
But I think that you're totally right with the Kentucky-Duke. That's going to be a great game if that happens. Mm-hmm. I mean,
people will be tweeting about it. That'll be so anticipated. Yeah. ESPN will have, like, a huge, like, obviously they're going to have a huge, like, setup and a huge, like, pregame show because it's the national championship. Yeah. But just imagine, like, Coach K versus John Calipari. You know, Jahlil Okafor versus the Harrison brothers. It's just like, my head explodes when I think about it. That's how it just, but I feel like it's going to be a good game. I go 60-57, even though that Duke averages 80 points per game and
that Kentucky defense
averages 75. But I just feel like the Kentucky defense, they're going to control the tempo. They're not going to be taking wild shots or like dumb shots. They're going to be taking very smart shots, and make smart basketball plays. And I just feel like John Calipari he's going to, like, set this team up for greatness, which they're already great. Obviously, they're 34-0. But I feel like he's going to want to make them the best college basketball team ever. And they can do that, and they can establish that by winning the national championship here in this year's March Madness tournament.
Yeah, I mean... That wraps it up right there.
It really does. But It's going to be very interesting to watch. Very interesting. It's going to be, you know, it's March Madness.
It's March Madness.
We're going to be coming back next week and just talking. We may be talking about, like, how our brackets were nowhere close to what actually happened.
So we'll be seeing all of our fans there then.
Yeah. So, again, thank you for joining us. We got our show next Wednesday again, same time, 4 to 5, here on radio.dominican.edu. I am DJ Smooth for my co-host, DJ Roughhouse. Thank you for, you know, always.
Thank you.
Yeah. We will see you again next week. This is Ball is Life, only on radio.dominican.edu.
You lost your place in line again.